Join the conversation today. Text us on 0499 736 736. Live on SEN Track, you're listening to Trot's Life.
Trot's Life, Thursday, the 14th of March. Paul Sebastiani here with you. Vince Lochisano in the studio as well. But it is now time for
The Little Black Book.
Yes, it is indeed time for the Little Black Book with our man Steve Cleave. Vince, he's flying.
He is
Steve Cleave. We had a great chat with him last week, and the Little Black Book, it's flying for season 2024, and Steve Cleave joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Steve. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Vince. Going well, boys. Hope you're having a great one.
We are indeed.
I was just saying to Paul off air, we should start telling everyone, if you're struggling for a winner, just go to the Black Book and leave it to Cleaver.
you're chopping those bookies up, mate.
That might be the new opening promo for you.
Yeah. I'm more than happy to air it for you, mate. Not absolutely happy to wear it for you. I charge a small fee, though. how was the weekend for the little Black Book? Did we have a profitable one on the weekend?
No, we had a tricky one. We had a bit of not much luck up in Sydney, unfortunately. Barrier draws or horses galloping made that a little bit tough. But look, it still went okay, but not a profitable one for the weekend. But that's okay. You can't win every week. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll bounce back in a big way this Saturday night.
Yep, that'd be absolutely fantastic. Just before we get stuck into the nitty-gritty of the Black Book, I wanted to just get your thoughts, because we're going to focus on him today. Leap to Fame. Winning the Miracle Mile. Jeez, he's tough to hold out, isn't he?
Yeah, he is amazing. That was a terrific run. And look, a little bit of the gloss, I suppose, come off it when Hi, My Name Is Jeff galloped. Yep. And the war that we were hoping for, where they would, you know, he would have to park outside of him and probably break 148 and see exactly where he's at, was taken away from us. But he still had to sit in the death seat, which isn't easy to do around Menangle. They still broke 149, and there's no doubt about it. He is a champion, and I think you'll find that he will just keep proving that with the next 12 or 18 months to come. I think he will still get better than what he is now, which is a tough thing to do because he's pretty bloody good.
Scary thought, isn't it? Eh? Can he get much better than this? I mean, I guess, is there anything else left for him to win?
Well, he's not going to New Zealand, so that takes that away. And
he's won the Inter Dominion. He's won a 100 Cup.
Yep.
He's now won a Miracle Mile. Right. Other than going into some of these slot races, and maybe that's what they've got to look at, putting him into the Eureka, possibly.
Not sure if he's Eureka. I'm not sure if he's breeding. I don't know if he's Eureka eligible or not.
Oh,
that's
right.
One I'm not on top of. But look, he got beaten in the Constellations up there in Queensland last year by Ladies in Red. So I'm sure that would be high on his list, being at his home track, to bounce back and take that one out. But look, he'll have every one of those big races on his radar for next season too. So I know Grant and Trista will go home and they'll look after him now and just plot a course going forward and just attack these major races.
And the other horse, of course, in the Jason Grimson stable that we didn't see this time around, which has had the better of Leap to Fame in the past, is Swayze, who did go to New Zealand and did win the New Zealand Trotting Cup.
Yeah, it was huge. And he came back and performed very well in Queensland, and then he's been off the scene for a little while. So hopefully he's getting close to bouncing back, and look forward to a few big clashes with him. But, that's what we want. We want to see our best horses clashing in all the big races. And I tell you, two horses are going to have a magnificent challenge against each other going forward. He's Call Me the Breeze after a massive win Saturday night, and Just Believe.
Huge.
These two he's going to be on like Donkey Kong for quite some time.
It is indeed. Steve, let's get stuck into the Little Black Book for this weekend, shall we, sir? Let's find winners here in Victoria, shall we?
We'll do. So we're sticking to Melton here Saturday night. We've got half a dozen bets. So we kick off in race number one. Number four, Strong Response. It was a terrific run last start when leading and running along at really quick speed. And this is probably a little bit of a tougher field, But in saying that, it's still going to have a big chance, especially if it does find the front. That's the probably question mark that we've got. But if it does happen to find the front, we're going to have a $10 win bet, $40 the place bet, and I'm expecting about $15, I reckon, it'll be paying on the tote.
Mm. Okay, like that. Geez, if it's paying $15 on the tote, we have a little nibble at that. I reckon that'd set up the weekend nicely. It'd be nice if we had that last weekend leading into the 30th, Vince and Steve. That would have well and truly filled the pockets up, I reckon.
Yes, it's finding these $15 winners.
That's exactly right. And we are expecting a strong response from you, Steve, as well, given that you had a little bit of
a lean weekend.
Yeah, a little bit of a lead. But it doesn't matter. It's not about last weekend. It's about moving on and finding winners this weekend. So that's race one, number four, strong response. What else have we got on the program?
Okay, so race four, we do have three runners here. We're not having a bet in this race. So Ebony's Avenger went in the black book after a massive run last week at 70-1, almost got the money before galloping. Sebastian's Boy won first up and went terrific, and Chinese Whisper is racing nice, but they are all taking on Just Believe. So not keen to have a bet. This is only seven horses in this, so they're only paying for first and second. So if there was a full field and we could get three place odds, then we'd certainly have a look at it, but not for that. So race four, the three runners, 1, 2, and 6, but no bet.
Okay, lovely.
Race number five, though, we are having a bet. We've got one runner here, and that's number eight, Heavenly Charm. It's following out the favourite in Shan Lu, which has drawn barrier one. And Heavenly Charm just loves to sit on the cold, have the last crack at him. And if Shan Lu leads, which I think it can, and Heavenly Charm leaders back, I think it's a massive chance. It's going to go around, I've got it marked about $8 or $9, so we're going to get a little bit of value there. Having a $10 win bet, $40 place bet, race five, number eight, Heavenly Charm.
Love that. Absolutely love that. So Heavenly Charm, that's the way we're going to look at it there. What else have we got on the program for the Little Black Book, Steve?
Yeah, so race six is the City of Melton Plate, the big race for the night, a $50,000 race for the 4- and 5-year-olds. We've got two runners going around here, number three, Rosanna Rebel, and number 12, Requero Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
The Rebels are out, and we're going to get a bit rebellious against the favourites here. So Rosanna Rebel is stepping up in class, but it was a massive run first up.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a $10 place bet, but I reckon it's going to be about 20-1 this horse. So if we can get $3 or $4 a place, I think we're going to go okay. So $10 a place on number three, and we're going to have $20 each way on number 10, Requero Rebel. So race six, two bets, number three, $10 a place, number 10, $20 each way.
Okay, beautiful. So that's race six there on the program at Melton. We got anything in race seven for the punters, Steve?
Yeah, so we've got runners in the all last three races.
Beautiful.
Here. So race seven, we've got two runners and we're having two bets. This is a 1,200-meter race. It's a stampede. Number six, Delby Robin, is low-flying. Loves these short races, especially when they go crazy early and will be flashing home late. We're going to have a $20 place bet on it. And Jillaby Jack Sparrow, who's drawn number seven, it's another horse that loves these 1,200-meter races, has the gate speed to lead and hold the front here. We're going to have $30 the win. So a $50 outlay, race seven. Number six, Delby Robin, $20 the place. And number seven, Jillaby Jack Sparrow, $30 the win.
Beautiful. So Delby Robin and Jillaby Jack Sparrow. Funny, these Jillabys, they keep making the black book. Steve, have you got a soft spot for the Jillabys?
No, it's flying. Absolutely
flying. I think you'll find that the breeder down there in the Western Districts keeps calling his horse Jillaby, and Kiang is the other one.
Yes,
all in that, exactly. All in those Cravens and Lee stables.
Do you know, every time I see a Jillaby on the form guide, I actually think they have to be in the Little Black Book this week, surely. Hey, they do say there's no such thing as coincidence, Steve. Okay, so let's move on to the next, shall we? Yep. What have we got in the final two?
Yeah, so our $200 game plan is now spent, so there's no bets in the last two races.
Yep.
But race number eight, we have number eight, Bark, in it. It is going to go around a short price favourite, and I think it's just winning very, very comfortably. Mm. Good one for your multis.
Yep, like that. I was actually on Bark last start, and geez, had to do it tough, didn't it, Steve? I thought it was cooked sort of halfway through the race, but just kept finding.
Yeah, it certainly did. Dug deep when it really had to and showed its class. It's really low rated in the NR. system, and it's going to, you know, it'll go through its grades very quickly here in Australia.
Beautiful. And the last on the program at Melton, their race number 9. What's in the Little Black Book for this?
Yeah, so race number 9, the runner from the Little Black Book is number 7, Climenis, but I can't tell you much about this race because I am in it with number 6, Mirakuru. So again, on the race. So shock and draw for Mirakuru, but expect a little bit better run this week. Last week's run trimmed him up nicely, and yep. I think he'll be absolutely cherry ripe third up in a fortnight.
Ah, okay, there we go. Third up in a fortnight. We've got the mail nice and early there. So we'll make sure we've got the black book and make sure as soon as the prices come out, we have a nibble.
Well, Mirakuru is just improving its fitness, and when it gets a decent draw, that's the time to jump
Correct.
On.
Exactly right. Exactly
Correct.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah,
where does he draw best, Steve? Where does he draw best, on the inside or...?
He probably draws best, two, or the second row is probably actually another best row because he can punch through and finish midfield. He doesn't have much gate speed, so we can't sort of rush across the field, fix and get up outside him.
Yep.
If he's drawn 8, has he got enough speed to keep the back of the 1?
Yeah. If he's That's drawn 8 or 9, it suits him. And, you know, I always say if he draws 1, 2, 8 or 9, is definitely my preferred barrier draw.
Okay. Right, beautiful. All right, so let's rewind and let's just go through your $200 play for this weekend, shall we? So we'll tick all those off and then we'll wrap up the Little Black Book for another week, sir.
Very good. So Melton, Saturday night, race 1, which kicks off at 6:27 p.m. We have number 4. We're having a $10 win bet, $40 the place bet. We sit quiet for a little bit till race number 5, where number 8, we are having $10 a win at $40 the place. Race 6, we're having $10 a place on number 3 and $20 each way on number 10. And then in race 7, we're having $20 a place on number 6 and $30 a win on number 7.
Beautiful. Okay, so race 7, number 6 and number 7 there to cap it all off. Steve, you're a star. Thank you very much for joining us again. And we will do it all again next week. Little Black Book, where can we find that online just so the people know they can follow you on Twitter? And what's the website to find out all the details?
Yeah, so thetrots.com.au, that will be up tomorrow. You'll see Steve Cleave's Little Black Book up there in the news story. So jump on there. It'll have this podcast on there and also a list of the bets and the horses that are currently in the Little Black Book. So you can follow along, make your own list up off my list as well. But I'll be joining Dan Malecki here tomorrow morning on the Friday Form panel, and we'll be able to mention them all again then.
Fantastic. Steve, appreciate it, mate. We'll chat next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Boys, look forward to it.
There we go. There's Steve Cleave.